We're up to page 520, Shin Tzadi Gimel, Seif Beis. Okay, so we're dealing here, we're almost finished. I want to finish up today the laws of Erev Chatzeros. Let's see if we can finish up today. There's some very simple halachas, but we are in the middle of what the law of making the Erev Chatzeros Bein Hashmashas. You are required, the Erev must be put in position with dealing with Erev Chatzeros Shitufi Mavos. It should be done, it should be prepared before Bein Hashmashas. Now, echad eruvi chatzeros v'yachad eshtuf mevos ma'arvin osan bein hashmashos afilu im kvar kibul lov tosefes Shabbos. What happens if a person does not make the eruv until it's already bein hashmashos? Lichatchila, the eruv should be in position, should be ready before bein hashmashos. What happens if it's already bein hashmashos and the person did not yet make the eruv? It's not too late. You can take the box of matzah, you can put it down, and you can make the bracha during the period of bein hashmashos. Let's assume now that bein hashmashos is after sunset. The sun has set, and the stars have not yet come out. How do you want to define Seis HaKochavim? So for argument's sake, we'll say now that Seis HaKochavim is 41 minutes after sunset. There are different opinions. For the mitzvah deraisa, Rav Moshe holds it's 50. For the Rabbanan, Rav Moshe holds it's 41. Those of them who are machmir, they wait for mitzvah Shabbos. They wait 60 minutes, 72 minutes, 90 minutes, 92 minutes. But basically, for a mitzvah derabanan, 41 minutes after sunset, it's already kemat. It's already kemat vadei laila for almost most halachas. Okay, if kriya shma, if a person does not say kriya shma at night, when you daven ma'ariv early, before 50 minutes after sunset, a person lechatchila should say kriya shma again if he said the kriya shma before 50 minutes after sunset. But after 41 minutes, as far as we're concerned, pretty much you have to be machmir. It's already bari laila. So let's say the person did not yet make a eruv chatzeros and it's in between sunset, and let's say it's not yet 41 minutes, he can still put down the eruv chatzeros and make a bracha. Echad eruv chatzeros v'echad shemavos ma'arvin osam bein hashmash. It's a very big chiddush. Why? Why are you allowed to do bein hashmash? But maybe bein hashmash is suffik yom suffik laila. So the Mishnah Berurah explains. We'll see more details about this in a few moments. That since the law of eruv chatzeros only chumra midrabanan, there are many many leniencies we've learned about the laws of eruv chatzeros, and we're going to learn now more laws as we go through this as well. There are many leniencies, and being that it's only midrabanan, since bein hashmash is only a suffik, you can be makel, you can put down the ruvich hatzeros, even bein hashmashos. V'afilu m'kvark, now here's even a bigger chiddush. V'afilu m'kvark kibulov tosefa Shabbos. Let's say the person made an early Shabbos. You made an early Shabbos, 7 o'clock, 6:30, you dialed in Mar, you went in Kabbal Shabbos, you did everything. And now it's 8:20. And 8:20 is sunset, let's say make-believe was 8 o'clock. And now it's 8:20. Now the Shabbos is getting a little bit earlier. So let's say sunset was 8 o'clock. And now it's 8:20. So now it's Vadai Bein Hashmashos. And you're already sitting home and you're already eating your Suda Shabbos. You're home, you daven Ma'ariv at 6:30. And already at 7:45, you're home, you made Kiddush. And you're in the middle of eating your fish or your soup. And all of a sudden it's 8:20. And you realize, wait a minute, I forgot to make, you're in the bungalow colony. And you forgot to make the Ruvich HaTzeos. You forgot to set aside the box of matzah and make the bracha. What do you do now? You're not going to be permitted to carry in the bungalow colony on Shabbos, because even though you have four walls, you have your Eruv, you have your Lechi, your Tzuras HaPesach, doesn't matter, there is no Eruv Chatzeros. It's not a problem. You can make the Eruv Chatzeros right here and now. It's the Ferish Halacha here in the Mechaber. You can make the Eruv Chatzeros Bein Hashmoshas. That Filum Kfar Kibul of Sosef Shabbos, it's Mutter. But the Yesha Yisrim, some disagree. Some say you may not go that far. If you made an early Shabbos, then hold, you can't go that far in Kibbalov to Sefer Shabbos. Let's see Yud and Yud Aleph. Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Yud. V'afilum kvar kibbal ratzulai. Masha kvar kibbalov koidim shenasa bin hashmashas. Adika tarte lirius. So there are two things going against you. Number one, it's bein hashmashos, and bein hashmashos is suffik yom suffik laila. So it might already in halacha be considered night, and if it's already considered night, so it's too late to make the eruv. Number two, you already privately accepted upon yourself Shabbos early, so there are two strikes against you. It's okay because the halacha is it's mutter, and the reason why it's mutter we'll see in a few moments in the Mishnah Berurah. V'yeshayim some say no. Yud Aleph ulidit who awesome ibnei hakabolah. Afilu adayin lo yigia zman bein hashmashas v'taimam dekevan shekiv ala b'feirish. Since you were mechabel Shabbos, you went to shul and you made kiddush. You already made kiddush. Davar shmon esrei. Davar ze yosem zman bein hashmashas te'asya memela. If it's only bein hashmashas, you didn't do anything. You didn't kabel Shabbos. You just dab mincha and you did not think that daven kabel Shabbos. You did not davar shmon esrei. You did not make kiddush. And it's bein hashmashas. Then you can say safek yom sevek. We can be mekel. We can say it's safek. It's still a safek. We can be mekel. But once you explicitly were makabel Shabbos, that's already you've gone too far. It's too late. Now, v'afilu im kvar kibul alav tov v'yesh oishim. Let's go further to the mechaber. Im kibul alav tov shav Shabbos. Okay, next halach gimel sifkan gimel sifkin gimel erav l'shana. Now, here's a lomdusha case. Let's say you are a representative. You are a representative for two bungalow colonies. There are two bungalow colonies that border on your home, and you're going to make the Eruv, pick up the box of matzah, two separate boxes of matzah, one for bungalow colony on the left, one for on the right. For whatever reason, they want to be separate. They don't want to carry from one to the other. There's some type of politics between the two, and they don't want to go one to the other, so you are going to be the shliach. You are going to be the shliach for both of them. It's a lomsha case. I don't know how practical such a case will ever be, but let's understand the lomis might have some other applications in halacha. Erav l'shnayim le'echad mibod yom for bungalow colony A, and you're on the boundary. So I guess you're on the boundary. Your home is really a partner with both. You're on the boundary, so you can be the place where the Erev is made for bungalow colony on the left and bungalow colony on the right, because your home opens to both different communities. For one, on the, let's say the one on the left, Erev l'shnayim, le'echad b'od yom, the one you made it early in the day, Friday afternoon, you picked up the box of matzah A, and you made a statement, you made the bracha, you recited the nusach that it says in the siddur, which we'll look at a little bit later on, you said the bracha, and you made the eruv for the bungalow colony on the left, during the Friday afternoon. And then what happened? V'necha l'eruv ben hashmashas. Let's say, for argument's sake, sunset is exactly at 8 o'clock, and right now it's 8:20. And at 8:20, the box of matzah is consumed. At exactly 8:20, some type of creature comes into your home and consumes the box of matzah. There's no more box of matzah. So now what's our dilemma? Our dilemma is the community on the left, and do they have a kosher eruv chatzeros? What's the issue? Because the eruv must be intact at the moment Shabbos begins. It's a one split second deal. It has to be intact at that moment. It must be prepared before Shabbos, and it's triggered when Shabbos begins. Once it has been triggered and it is effective and Shabbos begins, it doesn't make a difference what happens to it later on. In fact, l'chatchila, you are supposed to consume it, the box of matzah, during the course of the Suda Shabbos. So since it's Bein HaShemoshos, it's 8:20, Bein HaShemoshos is Safek Yom Safek Laila, let's now be lenient. Let's assume that 8:01, that time period of Bein HaShemoshos, is Vadai Laila. So the box of matzah was intact at 8 o'clock, so the Erev was triggered, it was effective, now it doesn't matter anymore. Now at 8:20, when it's consumed, it's irrelevant, it's fine. So the box of matzah was present at 8 o'clock, 8:01. We'll say 8:01 is when it triggered. We'll assume that 8:01 is Vadai Laila. Bein HaShemoshos is Safek Yom Safek Laila. We're going to be lenient. We're going to assume that it's Vadai Laila. Excellent. We're now in business. It doesn't matter that the box of matzah was consumed at 8:20. That's good for community on the left. But at the same time, they told you, the people of the community on the right side, they told you, Mr. So-and-so, please be so kind, be our representative. Don't forget that before Shabbos begins, make for us an Erev. And now at 8:21, he's, wait a minute, I forgot to make for my community on the right side, I forgot to make for them the Erev. So he takes out a new box of matzah and he makes for them an Erev. So the law is, it's good. Because we just learned in the previous siman says that you're allowed to make an Erev during Bein HaShemoshos. Bein Hashmashos is Sofik Yoim Sofik Laila. So we can be lenient, and we could assume that it's still day. And if it's still day, so the Erev, it's not going to be cold, it's not going to be Vada Laila, let's say, until at 8:50. 8:50 is the time when it's Vada Laila. So right now it's still day, so it's a kosher Erev. But wait a minute, that's Tarte de Sasri. How can this one person who serves as an agent for the community on the left and the community on the right, so when it comes to the community on the left, he's going to consider that Bein HaShmashos is Vadai Laila, but for the community on the right, it's Vadai Yom. It's Tarte de Sasri. How can you do such a thing? That is the lomdus, the chiddush of the laws of Eruv Chatzeros that we're not concerned about Tarte de Sasri. Erev l'shnayim lechem ibar yom nechal erev b'bein hashmashos uli echad erev b'bein hashmashos shenayim kanu erev. It's good. Both are good. Shel oisah shenechal erev b'bein hashmashos, the one that erev was consumed, we're going to assume anu choshvim also laila. We're going to consider b'bein hashmashos to be vaday laila. So once it got 8:01 and the box of matzah was intact, the erev for the people on the left, it was triggered. It was good. And those, the new one, on the right from which to put an Erev in Ben Hashmashos, we're going to consider it to be day, and it's not called night until we reach the moment of, let's say, 8:50. So since it's been set aside during Ben Hashmashos, it's okay. So that is the incredible chiddush of Tarte de Sasri. Let's see the Mishnah right away. Yud Gimel is the Erev Shnayim. The Hanu Shnayim Asu Shliach L'Erev B'Shulan. Anu Choshem Solayil Kvar Chol Erev Choshem Osoliyam V'Nich L'Zanoi V'Af. Okay, I'm reading from Tezvav. The last words of Tezvav. V'Af Shoish Hazen Nasas Shliach At Shnehem V'Soisrin Elu Lo Elu. There is a contradiction. Mikol Malkam Kevon De Eruv Chatzeros Milsa De Rabbanan. Since only to the Rabbanan, Talinan Lekula, we're going to be leaning Lecholecha V'yachal Yisham the sake of the Rabbanan Lekula, we go Lecholecha. Okay, back to the Mechaber. Avlam Erev Olav Bein Hashmashos V'nechal Eruvay Bein Hashmashos Asa. Here's the last case. This case, you cannot be lenient. Let's say, again, let's make it very broad. It's 50 minutes. Be very broad, very generous. Halachah l'maaseh, I don't think you do that. Halachah l'maaseh, Bein HaShmashos, you can't consider it to be more than probably the most 41 minutes. Maybe even less, even 35 minutes, until the smallest, but whatever. Let's say 41 minutes. Your person sets, it's now 8:20. Sun sets at 8 o'clock. And you're in one community, and the sun sets. And you realize you're in your bungalow colony, and it's the first Shabbos, and someone, the contractor, made sure that all of the Tzuras HaPesach, all the strings and the posts are kosher. But Shabbos, they forgot to make the Eruv Chatzeros, so it doesn't help them. And now it's 8 o'clock, and they will not have a Kabbal Shabbos, so there's no din Tosef Shabbos, because once there's Tosef Shabbos, you're in trouble. It's 8 o'clock, sun sets at 8 o'clock, and they realize now at 8 o'clock, Oy Gaval, they forgot to make the Eruv Chatzeros. No problem. It's Beferish Shalach in the Mechaber. No problem. You're allowed. You can be lean. You can make the Erev Chatzeros Bein HaShmashos. They make the Erev. Why? Because we're going to assume what's the lamda is. We're going to assume that it's still Vadayoyim. And it's not going to be triggered until at 8:41. 8:41 is the moment when it's Vaday Laila. So it's between 8 o'clock and 8:41. We're in business. You make the Erev Chatzeros. At 8:20, you put down the bread, pick up the matzah, you mezake, you give it to your friend, you make the bracha, you say the mitzvah, you finished. And then at 8:30, someone comes along and eats up the whole box of matzah. Someone's starving, he consumes, and the box of matzah is gone. And there's no box of nothing left. And now the whole... So now, a lamdan will come along and say, it's good! It's good! Because Bein HaShmashos is Safik Yom Safik Laila, so we can say that in between 8:20 and 8:30, it now turned Vaday Laila. You put out the air, the whole period of Bein HaShmashos is Safik Yom Safik Laila. So when you put the air of down, it was Yoim. A minute later, we'll consider it to be Vaday Laila. So it was good, it was triggered at the moment of Vaday Laila. No. That's already too extreme. That's already too far. That you can't do. If you're going to establish the Erev of Bein HaShmashos, it must remain through the end of Bein HaShmashos for it to be considered a kosher. Okay, next. Safik Erev Nadal Lom Shalach. Next sentence. Shin Sanidal. Safik Erev Madinai. Safik Erev Kugoyin Safik Im Hoya Kayam Bein HaShmashos Im Lav. Mutter. Now we're dealing over here with a situation where, as we do with the Ramatol, we had a very nice discussion about this a long time ago. Is it better to make the Erev every single Shabbos? I make a new bracha, a fresh box of matzah, or fresh bread every Shabbos, or should we make the Erev once a year? So we discussed, Mishnah Berurah discussed this, halacha l'maaseh, we do it once a year. No one today come out, but bottom line is, ruba d'ruba, the minig is to make the Erev once a year, Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is when the Erev of new bracha is made, a new box of matzah set aside for the Erev, for the kosher Pesach matzah for the entire year. That is the minig Yisrael, once a year. Let's say now it's Shabbos, it's the middle of the year, it's Parshas Toldos, and all of a sudden the box of matzah is missing. Right? You have a community Erev, and the box of matzah that serves as the Erev Chatzeres for the community is stored in the shul, in the Beis HaKnesses, in the shul office. It's on the shelf, and they're in the office, and someone notices, wait a minute, where is the box of matzah? And this is serious business. Because if the box of matzah has not been in place Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShmoshos, for this pair of Shabbos, that means we have to inform the people in the community they're not allowed to carry, the Erev is down. Not the Erev, the walls are down, but the Erev Yichatzeros is down. So we do now, so here, if you know for sure that it was before Shabbos began, let's say there was a cleaning crew, and they cleaned out the Erev before Shabbos, there's something to talk about that it's not definitely not kosher. But if there is a possibility that, you know, we don't know for sure, that we know that let's say the cleaning crew came, there was someone here in the office on Shabbos, and there is a possibility that the Erev was still here when Shabbos began. And then it was destroyed, it was taken away, thrown in the garbage after Shabbos began, but there's also a very real possibility that the Erev was removed before Shabbos, so it's a suffix. As long as there is some possibility, a realistic possibility, that the Erev was in place when Shabbos began, then it is kosher, even though it may have been otherwise. Sfeik Erev, kigoin, sofik im hoyo kayom bein hashmashasim lav mutter. It's okay. That's also the why chazaka. This goes to the lomis of chazaka. Vuhu shahoyo loy cheskas kashuas, provided there's a cheskas kashuas, goin sheinicho sham the Erev by sofik. You know for sure that it was there. You can't be just a make-believe hocus-pocus sofik. You have to know for sure at one point in time the matzah was there. And then, you don't know, then it's okay. Aval, im lo hoye lo cheskas kashus, going sofik, im hunach sham. But let's say you don't even know if the Erev was put there to begin with, im lav, if not, lo, then you cannot be even. Okay, let's take a look. A base. Vitzar sheo Erev bein ha-shmash, it's broken shuel li loy. Now this is no longer this, a beautiful halacha. A lot of lomis, a lot of lomis, and the Masechta Erev, it's a lot of gemara, a lot of lomis on this. The Erev must be put, vitzarach sheo Erev bein ha-shmash, it's b'mokam sheroi li loy. It must be in a place where it's fit to take. In other words, where you can take it, hilch, for example, let's say you need a shovel. If before Shabbos began, the Erev has been here the whole year, and before Shabbos began on Friday afternoon, there was a building collapsed. What?
You had a big snowstorm.
Well, whatever the case is, the moment of Bein HaShmashos, it is impossible for you to retrieve the box of matzah without Chil Shabbos. Whereas you can get it. You need a shovel. You need to do things which involve a melacha de'oraisa. So then it's not a kosher Erev. Below Mor V'chatzina Asa. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Ba'al Gimel. But let's say you don't need to make use of utensils and do melacha deraisa of chafira, but you need to move objects of muksa, and muksa is an iser derabanan. Loi gozru olav bein hashmashos kimo shekasav simin reish samach mo'alach. Because in bein hashmashos, when Chazal instituted Isurim Drabonon, they did not institute those halachas during the Bein Hashmoshos period. It's only for Vadai Laila, not Bein Hashmosh. Therefore, why can't I retrieve the Eruv because of Muksa? Muksa only Drabonon, Bein Hashmoshos, there's no Issa Drabonon. And when is the Eruv Chal? The Eruv is Chal Bein Hashmoshos. Why is it chal bein hashmashos? Because we can be lenient and assume bein hashmashos is already vaday laila. So it's an amazing lomdus. It's really a lomdus of tardi disaster. That's why this is a continuation. It's an incredible lomdus. That's why it's a continuation of the halacha. That bein hashmashos is the moment when the erev is chal, because bein hashmashos can be considered b'diyeved vaday laila. So as long as the erev was in position at the moment that bein hashmashos began, that's good enough. Oh, but at that moment in time, I was unable to retrieve the Erev because it was Muksa. Oh, Muksa. Muksa is only Anissa Midrabanan. Anissa Midrabanan is not prohibited Bein Hashmashos, because Bein Hashmashos is Sothic Yom. It's probably, possibly still day, so there's no prohibition. So, therefore, the Erev is a kosher Erev. The only thing you need to do is to violate an Isser Dirabana. We're going to have another application of this very soon. Let's say the only way you can get there is by carrying. The Erev is stored in a place where you have to travel in the Rishus Harabeh. You have to travel through an area that you're not normally allowed to travel to retrieve the Erev. Is it a kosher Erev? So the Mishnah Berurah is talking his time. Since in his time there was no such thing as a Rishus Harabim Dairaisa, and all of our laws of Eruvim are only Midrabanan. So this Bein Hashmashos, there's really no prohibition to walk in an area that does not have a kosher Eruv, because Bizman Hazeh, there is no such thing, at least in Radin, in Russia, in most of the Europe, in Poland, as a Rishus Harabim, European cities, I also imagine, I don't know the exact numbers of the European, also no cities that have an Erev, a Rishus Harabim Doiraisa. So Bein Hashmashos, it's only also Midrabanan, and Bein Hashmashos, no prohibition Midrabanan. So if even the only way you're able to retrieve the Erev is by walking in the area that's a Rishus that would normally be forbidden, since it's only also Midrabanan, not Minatoira, it's a kosher Erev. Let's come further in the Mechaber. Hagah, the Ha'erev ain't a tzach lios kayim rak bein hashmashos. We learned this before in the Mishnah recorded halacha, that the Erev only needs to be kayim during the time of bein hashmashos. The yuchal, once you pass bein hashmashos, Shabbos begins, you're now allowed to eat the Erev. In fact, we're going to see the lechatchila, you should eat the Erev if you have the minug to make the Erev every single Shabbos. We don't have that custom. We make the Erev only once a year, so you're not going to eat the Erev. V'yuchal lo'ochloi kishavadeh hashecha, you can eat it when it gets vadeh, when it gets dark. V'yesh lo'tzei Allah b'shachmas b'shabbos, however, the Ramos says the ideal thing to do is to eat it by day. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason why it is ideal to eat the Erev by day and not eat it at night is because, and if we allow you to eat it at night, you may decide the Shabbos to make an early Shabbos. And you may forget yourself, wait, an early Shabbos, it's not really Vadai Laila. And since every other Shabbos you're accustomed to eating the Erev, you'll end up eating it at your Suda Shabbos, on the summer Shabbos. And then, wait a minute, I've eaten up the Erev. And then it became Vadai Laila. So there was no Erev for the Shabbos. You have to tell everyone in your community that you're not allowed to carry. So it's dangerous. If your custom is to eat the Erev bread at your Friday night meal, there is a danger. The danger is, although that may be very good for the winter time, you may get accustomed to eating it Friday night. You may eat it Friday night in the summer when you make an early Shabbos, and you'll eat it before even Bein Hashmashos begins. You'll eat it before Bein Hashmashos begins. You'll make an early Shabbos. You'll daven at 7 o'clock. You'll be home by 7:45. Sunset is first at 8:20, and before it's 8:20, you've already eaten the Erev. And then, it's certainly not, then you're not going to even realize, it'll be too late to make another Erev. You'll first realize what your mistake at 10 o'clock at night, and then it's too late. Therefore, in order not to get into a mindset, get into a custom, into a habit of eating the Erev at your Friday night meal, the best thing to do is to set aside the Erev by day, to eat the Erev by day and not eat it at night. Agav the Erev in Tzach Liyos came back when a Shmashos Yuchal Ochlo Kishavad Nechaz when it gets Vaday.
Is this Chatchila or B'de'evet to be Yotz if you ate it
Benet? No, it's certainly B'de'evet only Chatchila.
B'de'evet to be Yotz if you ate it Benet Shmashos.
Oh, B'de'evet, if you ate it Benet Shmashos, so we learned that it's good.
If you made the Erev before.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, but if you have, maybe you'll end up eating it even before Benet Shmashos.
Yeah.
That's for sure no good. But if you eat it during Benet Shmashos, it's good. The only time it's definitely no good is to eat it before Ben Shemesh. Ha'vyesh l'tzorla b'shachmes l'chatil yishi, you should break bread by day. V'davka b'mokim shpagim, this of course only applies in the place where the custom is to make the air every single Shabbos, but in the place where the custom is to make the air only once a year, v'davka b'mokim shenagim l'erev kol erev Shabbos. Avol odif tvei l'erev al kol hashana b'pamachas. The Ramah, this is his opinion, the Ramah Mishnebur there seem to be chaylik. Remember we went back, k'dlel b'simen shin samaches, the Mishnebur was mefafik on this Ramah. He discussed there are different customs. If you make it every Shabbos, if you make it only once a year, there are different customs. Gimel, Nisanai b'migdol v'nol b'fanav. What happens if you put your Erev in a tower, or basically in a closet, and you lock the door, and you don't know, now here are all the different situations, you don't know where the keys are, you lost your keys. How many times that happened to us? Now we have much bigger problems, because today no more keys anymore. Everything is combinations. And what happens if you lose your mind? Instead of losing the keys, you lose your mind. You can't remember the combination. The combination.
Rely on keys.
So we have this new problem today with, it's a very big problem. All the new technology, everything is all these new electronic devices. Nisana the Migdal, the new cars don't have keys anymore. You know that. The new cars, no more keys. Even cars. You just have to have some type of object.
Activated.
And it knows, like, as long as you're within 2 feet of the steering wheel, so it knows that you're there. And the really fancy cars, you don't even need a key. You just put down your thumb. You put down your thumb. These are probably the 50,000. You just put your thumb and it has your fingerprint.
Yes.
And you just put your thumb down and the car starts. And the other cars, you don't have to put the key in. It just is a chip in the key, so it knows that you're there. So it starts. You press the start button. Okay. Nisana the migdal v'nal b'farav. You put your eruv in a migdal, in a closet. V'nal. I'll tell you a very interesting halacha in a moment from the halacha l'mais from this. Very interesting. V'nal. You lock the door. The avad hamafteach, and the key is lost. Koydem shechoshcha. So how in the world are you going to retrieve your eruv? The eruv must be accessible at the moment of bein hashmashos. The only way you'll get the area is if you knock down the door, you do a malacha deraisa with a sledgehammer or some type of malacha deraisa to pick the lock to open up the door, then it's impossible. Now the Mishnah says, now let's do the Mishnah, it's important halacha, how this applies, the applications. Let's see Mishnah Berurah Ches. Rav Maftayach. Dafka shenevad mimokam shehinichoy ve'enu yodehechon hu. Dafka where the key is lost from the place. You put the key down. You put the key in a very specific location. You come back home and the key is not there. And it's 5 minutes before Bein Hashmashos. That's it. You're finished. You better have to make a new Erev, and if you don't have new bread to make a new Erev, then there's no solution. Why? Because the key is not here. Where is it? Who knows? It can be anywhere. It can be in the garbage. It can be, who knows? You don't know where the key is? There's no key. As far as we're concerned, the only way you can retrieve the Erev is through Chil Shabbos. It's not called an Erev. But let's say, not this case. I just don't know where I put the key. Okay, this case again is, I put the key here. Who took the key? Who took it? Did my wife take it? Did the kids take it? Did the maid take it? Did the ganav take it? I'm lost. I don't know what to do. It's gone. It's not here. But if I just don't remember where I put it. Maybe I put it here, I put it here. The house is a mess. I don't know it's here, but it's probably somewhere here. That's okay. Because then it's just a matter of your mind settling and remembering where you put it. Very big nafkamina. Very big nafkamina. Between I put it here and it's gone. Or I just don't know where I put it. Davka sheneva mimokam shenichoy ve'im yodi hechanu. Avo imhu munach bimekoimoy. It's in its place. Ela shushochach be'ezemokam hinichoy. Havi Erev, the Avadhu the Minkar, the Midkar. People will, you'll remember, eventually you will remember where it is. Now, I'll tell you something, a very interesting halachal ma'is out of this, you never know a halachal ma'is out of here, a shin, tzadi, hey, in the middle of a dalet. Ma'i shoy kachoya. It was a rav of a very big community. And Mechiras Chametz, all the balabatim came to him. They came to him and they wrote their name on the shtaros and they gave him money. And now it's Erev Pesach and it's time to sell the chametz to the guy. And his pamphlet with all of the shtaros doesn't know where it is. He doesn't know where it went. You know, his wife is cleaning the house, kids just can't find it. Going berserk. And it's time to sell the chametz to the guy. What do you do? Big problem. So he called up one of the gedolim, big paisek, and he quoted this Mishnah Berurah. It's unbelievable what he told him. He quoted this Mishnah Berurah. This Mishnah Berurah right over here says, it's somewhere. You put it down somewhere, it's not the shot that you put it here and it's gone. If you put it down somewhere in your drawer and it's gone, then you're in trouble. You just don't know where you put it, you don't know, you're looking around. So he said, this is what it says by the case of the Erev, and the Mela, what is the words of the Mishnah Berurah again? Ela shushach ve'ezmachim dichoy, ha've'ev, the Ovid who did the Midkar, you'll remember. So go to the guy, you sell the chametz to the guy, and tell the guy, the star, I'm selling, giving you the stars, I'll find it, it's somewhere lying around, I'll get it to you. We'll make a kinyan. And wherever the stars are, they're yours. Wherever they are, there. And when I find it on Pesach, I'll bring it over to you. But we're making the kinyan. But the guy will say, but if you lost it, doesn't exist. Yeah. It's not Shaykh, you lost it. The Ovid who the Midkar. You'll find it eventually. So it's an amazing halacha. A halacha that you never think would come out of a Chelik Dalet Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah, halacha l'maisa, ma'isha ha'ya kachaya. Okay.
What happens?
Doesn't matter. Wherever it is. You told him the guy, it's somewhere. Even if you never give it to the guy, I'm selling you all of those locations are yours. We're begging all the kinyanim. You want to know the exact location? Who read Obamacare? Right? How many thousand? How many pages of the document? What do they say? How many pages? 7,000 pages? 7,000 more? Is there even one person who read the whole thing? No. Whatever it says, we passed the law. We passed it. Whatever it says, it says. Zel bezach, you go and tell the guy. Whatever it says in the shtaris is yours.
I agree.
Wherever it is. Same thing. That's what comes out of Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's stop here. Now.